This morning I've got a familiar topic and one that's not going to be particularly complex or hard to follow, but it's probably the most important message that you need to be reminded of, and also probably the most important message that you need to carry so that other people are aware of that. And the main crux of the message is that God really, really loves you. God loves you. There's nothing, as someone once said, there's nothing you can do to make God love you more, and there's nothing that you can do to make God love you less. He just loves you so, so much. And why does God love you? He loved you because he made you to be a recipient of his love. I'm going to have a whole heap of verses, and I won't be reading through all of them just for time's sake. But I just hope that you'll enjoy them and just be reminded of the truth of God's word and just what he wants to say to you, not to just the other people in the room, but to every single one of you, that God loves you because he made you intentionally and uniquely. You're not some kind of consequence of some billion-year slime progressing into an increased life form. You are made in the very image of God, and he chose you and he made you specifically, and he did that so that he can love you. But more than anything, our identity needs to be beloved. Even for Jesus, even before Jesus did anything in ministry, he was empowered and encouraged and reminded that he was God's dearly loved son, in whom he brings me great joy. And your identity as beloved son or beloved daughter needs to be the prime identity in your life. Before anything that you've done or do or have or create, just the simple fact that you are God's children is what should give you the confidence to do life the way God intends you to. It was always God's intention to bring you into his family as a son and child, and it gave him great pleasure. And it's the grace of God that he loves you regardless of what you've done or what you haven't done or done well or done badly. But the thing is that God loves you way too much for you to stay the same. And he loves you to be transformed more and more into his image. And it's an awareness of his love is what helps us to lean into the transformation that God wants for us. It's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance, to change our inner selves, our old way of thinking, and to seek his purposes for our lives. And that transformation, like, God loves us, and he does lots of things that make us feel really good and makes life comfortable and blesses us. But God's love also looks like discipline. It looks like some hardship in life. So when things don't always go smoothly, don't think, well, does God love me anymore? Sometimes God allows difficult things to get our attention, for us to know, particularly if we're doing something that's not good for us, he will bring discipline, just like any good parent would lovingly discipline their children. And the greatest demonstration of love, as Jesus said, there's no greater love that anyone that you could do for anyone, anyone could do for you, than to die in your place. And it is so true that God demonstrated his love for you through the cross as the greatest demonstration, and that was for you. God died not just for you and for the world, he died as you, he died in your place, so that you can have relationship with him, so that you can live forever, so that you can be forgiven for the penalty of sin. That's an incredible, incredible, incredibly loving thing that God does for each one of us. And it's that desire for God for us to receive his love through the cross. And I just pray for anyone who's here today, if you haven't yet gone, okay, my life isn't connected to God, Know that God loves you and wants relationship with you, and he's made the way, and that all you need to do is receive the gift of Jesus dying in your place so that you can enjoy life and love to the full. So I'll just give you a quick pause now. Father, I just pray for anyone here who doesn't in their heart just have a peace of knowing you in their life. And I just pray that your spirit will help them. If their heart is beating, if they know that they're not in a right place with you, that you will help them to receive your grace today. That they may know the true love that you have for them, and that what happened on the cross was for them. And it made a way, and there's nothing more that they need to do other than receive your gift. To invite Jesus to be Lord and to be Saviour of their life, and to enjoy him and enjoy him forever. So we pray that you'll help them. Help us all to enjoy that today in your name. Amen. Knowing that God loves us. Okay, pretty clear. God loves us. He made us. He's working on us. He saved us. What does he want us to do? The thing that God most wants us to do is to be love. The thing that our world, the people around us, need more than anything is to be loved and to know God's love for them and to experience God's love for themselves. And God primarily does that through us. He invites us to be love. And we are commanded to be love. It's not an option. It's not if we feel like it. It's not if people are loving towards us. It's not if I'm woken up early enough and had coffee on time or whatever it is to get us in a good mood so that it's easy to love. We just need to be love for all of our lives. Jesus commanded us, firstly, to love God with all our heart, with everything, all of our life. No other idols, no other things, no money, no ambitions get in the way of simply, purely loving God first and foremost. And as one of my children said, is there something a bit of a problem with being commanded to love? Is that very loving in itself? And the thing is, and it's really helpful when we read the Bible, is to understand that everything, single thing that God says, thinks and does is motivated by pure love. And even his commands aren't there to turn us into servants or slaves or to do his bidding. They're because he loves us. They're the very best things that we can do to enjoy life to the max, the way he intends it. So his commands aren't at our cost. They're just totally for our benefit. And David, he got it. Your laws are my treasure. They are my heart's delight. I love your instructions. How many of us have that posture towards the things that God commands us to do? What he does ask us to do isn't too difficult. It's not too hard. He gives us the capacity. His commands aren't burdensome. He helps us. He empowers us to be love. And we've all been given gifts, natural gifts, relational gifts, and spiritual gifts. And the prime purpose that God's gifted you is so that you can love. So that people can experience love in a whole different range of different ways, in all these different personalities. You get to love people differently to anybody and everybody else in the room. And God gifts you and gives you opportunity to be love. God loves to be creative. There's no just another day in the kingdom. Every day is an opportunity to creatively love and be loved. And God just wants us to understand that and to see life through his eyes. And it's not just loving to get people to like us, and it's not just loving the people that are easy to love. It's primarily loving the way Jesus loved, and that was people who didn't deserve it, people who needed grace. And it's so brilliant that doing the love journey with God, being love on behalf of God with Jesus and for Jesus, it'll give you the most joy in life. It'll give you the most satisfaction. It may cost, it may not be easy, it may be hard to take the steps towards people in doing whatever love looks like and needs to look like for them. But I just love that encouragement in John 15 by Jesus. He's not telling us to remain in his love for his benefit. It's because we'll be filled with joy. Your joy will overflow if you love each other in the same way that I love you. And God empowers us to do it. We don't have to muster it up. We don't have to, okay, get out my list of 10 things, 10 spiritual exercises. It's more just allowing his spirit to guide us. Allowing his spirit to see the opportunities, what does love look like and who, because we can't love everyone in the world. And that's ridiculous to think. And God doesn't want us to be overwhelmed to think, there's just so many people in my world. But the Spirit will go, well, love that person in that way and love that person in that way. And he'll give you the capacity to do it within the time, within the resources. And you'll get such a buzz out of it. So I just want to, that's my message. My message is, you are God's beloved. You are to be God's love. You're commanded to be God's love in a loving command. So I just want to finish by just reading one of the most beautiful passages on this love thing that comes towards the very end of the Bible in 1 John. And I haven't got it on the screen, so I'll invite you to close your eyes because there's nothing to look at anyway. But just to hear this as a message from the creator of the universe that created you uniquely and specifically for this period of time in history to enjoy him, to be loved by him, to be his beloved, and to be love, be his hands, feet, mouth, be love for the people around you. 1 John chapter 4. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love one another. No one's ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us his Spirit as proof that we live in him and he lives in us. And furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. All who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them and they live in God. We know how much God loves us and we have put our trust in his love. God is love. And all who live in love live in God and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment. We can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. As it finishes off, such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it's for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he loved us first. Amen. So, Father, I just pray for just a fresh revelation, a fresh experience of your love, to know that we are your beloved, that you to take such delight in us, even when we stuff up with all our faults, with all our regrets, with all the things that we could have, should have, didn't do. And regardless of all the good things we have done, you just love us and want us to be recipients of your love, to be able to then overflow with love to the people around us. And we just pray that you help us to tap into your spirit, to hear the whisper and guidance of your spirit of knowing who to love, how to love, what does it look like? and not do it in a way that brings us glory, that makes friendships for us and gives us kudos, but just that glorifies you, that just brings a smile to your face. Let our motivation to love be because we love you, because you love us, because we love you, because you love us. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, friends.